Pickup power, a look at the electric trucks coming to market soon. While Elon Musk made a characteristic splash with the announcement of the Cybertruck, Tesla's all-electric pickup truck is only the latest entry into a new market full of potential. Established automakers and new startups alike are all gearing up to capture a segment of the lucrative and growing electric truck market. Ford F-150. Let's start with the current king of trucks, the Ford F-150. It's already the most popular truck in the world, so it's a natural evolution for the company to offer an all-electric version. From a manufacturing perspective, Ford is, of course, far and away the most capable automotive manufacturer on this list, with several hybrid vehicles under its belt as well as full EV options such as the upcoming Mustang Mach-E vehicle. Design and engineering innovations aside, of the producers on this list, Ford will likely be able to build its electric truck most efficiently. While Ford hasn't shared details of its electric F-150, the carmaker recently demonstrated the truck's potential. It had a prototype tow of 10 double-decker rail cars, loaded with 42 conventional F-150s, for a combined weight of almost 1.3 million pounds. While the production model likely won't have that kind of power, analysts predict it could haul a payload of several thousand pounds and could tow about 10,000 pounds. It should be noted that this stunt was more marketing than anything. Several commentators have pointed out the low rolling resistance of the train and other factors. However, one might admit it was still pretty cool. The electric torque that comes from an electric motor gives you instant, significant torque and force that is great for towing, said Linda Zhang, chief engineer of the Ford F-150. Ford has said the pickup could be available as early as 2021, and the sticker price hasn't been set. A hybrid version of the F-150 is also in the works. Rivian R1T. Rivian is a startup that's partially funded by Ford, but has its own ambitions for the e-truck market. In addition to the R1T and the R1S and SUV product, Rivian plans to license its electric drivetrain technology to other automakers, likely a smart decision in a supremely competitive automotive market champing at the bit for new EV options. Would you rather be a little fish in a big pond, or a chum supplier to the sharks? Either way, Rivian plans to make these vehicles at its 2.6 million square foot factory in Normal, Illinois. The Rivian R1T is sized between a medium-sized and full-sized pickup truck. Options include a 105.0 kWh, 135.0 kWh, and 180.0 kWh battery packs, which will have a range of 230, 300, and 400 miles, respectively. It will have a starting price of $69,000. The truck will have all-wheel drive, with an electric motor powering each wheel, and adjustable air suspension. The R1T will also have level 3 autonomous driving capabilities and will be equipped with cameras and ultrasonic, LiDAR, and radar systems. With 826 foot-pounds of torque, it will be able to tow up to 11,000 pounds and haul a maximum payload of 1,764 pounds. The 135 kWh battery model will have 754 horsepower and be able to go from 0 to 60 miles per hour in just 3.0 seconds. The startup carmaker claims the R1T will be able to charge up to 80% charge in just 15 minutes when using a DC fast charger, and it will fully recharge in 8 hours using a level 2, 240 volts, connection. With a potential release in 2020, the Rivian could be the first to market. Bollinger B2. The meanest-looking truck of the bunch, the B2 is geared more towards off-road adventures rather than hauling and towing. The startup's founder, Robert Bollinger, is an industrial designer with a background in cosmetics production. The company has recently moved from Hobart, New York to Detroit, and has acquired a factory where they plan to manufacture the vehicles. Before they do so, they'll need to grow the company. In March 2019, Automotive News reported that the company planned to grow from 17 full-time staff members to 100. Hopefully, some of these new hires will bring experience in real automotive manufacturing. The truck comes with a pair of electric motors producing a total 614 horsepower and 668 foot-pounds of torque. It can go from 0 to 60 miles per hour 4.5 seconds and has a 100 miles per hour top speed even when hauling heavy loads. The B2 has a 7,500-pound towing capacity and a 5,000-pound payload capacity, and also offers all-wheel drive. It's powered by a huge 120 kWh battery pack that gives the B2 a 200-mile range, or about 10 hours of off-road exploring. It also comes with a 15 kW inverter that can be used to power other devices, such as power tools and phone chargers, which can be plugged into the vehicle's various 110 volts outlets. On the downside, such a massive battery means a longer charging time, 8 to 10 hours with a level 2 charger. A commercial level 3 charger will replenish the batteries in 75 minutes. The B2 is mostly made of aluminum to save weight, but Bollinger intends to offer carbon fiber components in the future. The truck is rated a Class 3, which groups it with the Chevrolet Silverado 3500 or Dodge Ram 3500. Bollinger intends to deliver its first B2S by early 2021, at a price of $125,000. Tesla Cybertruck. The Cybertruck looks like something from a 1980s sci-fi movie. It will come in three versions, a single-motor rear-wheel drive option, a dual-motor all-wheel drive version, and a top-end three-motor model with all-wheel drive. That top-line model will have a 500-mile range, can tow 14,000 pounds, and has a 3,500-pound capacity payload. It will go from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 2.9 seconds. The vehicle as it currently exists does not look street legal. It lacks side mirrors, for one thing, and doesn't seem to have other safety features such as airbags. It will likely go through several design revisions before entering production. The vehicle will also feature an optional autopilot, for an extra $7,000. It also comes with an adaptive suspension with a maximum 16 inches of ground clearance and the ability to change the ride height on the fly by 4 inches in either direction. And Tesla will even offer an electric ATV that you can drive right into the truck bed and charge there. Unlike traditional body-on-frame trucks, the Cybertruck has a unibody made of the same cold-rolled steel used to craft SpaceX rockets, an odd choice based on conventional considerations such as manufacturability, weight, and crumple zones. With the bulletproof body and armor glass windows, is the Cybertruck Jaws of Life proof? Deliveries are supposed to begin in 2021, with prices starting at $39,900 for the low-end rear-wheel drive model with a 250-mile range. The higher-end models will be available in late 2022. While the options for electric trucks may be exciting from a design and spec standpoint, the outlook for startups in the automotive OEM market is historically not very bright. Rivian may have the best idea licensing its drivetrain technology to other automakers. It will certainly be exciting to see how this new market segment shakes out. This article is written by author Matthew Greenwood with additions from editor Isaac Ma.